Should I Give Up Foods Tom Brady Does Not Eat? Originally published April 6th, 2019 on MasonPelt.com. I was in an article about Tom Brady's diet with the question, should I give up the foods Brady doesn't eat? Judging from the article, Tom Brady doesn't eat a lot of things. Some, like white sugar and white flour, can be cut from most diets and be an automatic positive. But dairy, nightshades like tomatoes, eggplants, bell peppers, and mushrooms don't make as much sense to cut out. For example, eating mushrooms may reduce risk of cognitive decline in seniors. But I digress. Are your lifestyle and biology identical to Tom Brady's? Elite athletes do things normal people don't. Not everything they do is the reason they are elite athletes. Floyd Mayweather drinks a lot of soda. There's some merit to drinking something high on the glycemic index and rapidly bioavailable after intense cardio. But a Pepsi after I work out is change number 403 on the list of things Mayweather is doing that I am not. Brady is a great athlete, training hard, spending time in the sauna, and focusing on sleep. So, are you Brady's biological clone? Do you train as hard, sleep equally well, and activate the same heat shock proteins as Brady? Are you still unable to match Tom Brady? Eggplants may be holding you back. For the rest of us, probably not. With Brady's, Mayweather's, or any other popularized diet or training plan, people want to try the flashy bits that stick out. Fasted cardio, hours in the sauna, and ice baths barely sound fun to a masochist. Huge gains drinking a soda after a workout and cutting out foods that are a small percentage of your daily caloric intake gets people wanting to sign up. Should Tom Brady avoid these? White sugar, white flour, MSG, dairy, mushrooms, and nightshades are all off the Brady diet. The reported reason Brady avoids these foods is that they aren't anti-inflammatory. Inflammation is one of those words people toss around under the assumption that all of it is bad. However, pro-inflammatory cytokines appear necessary to build muscle. Long-term use of anti-inflammatory drugs can inhibit muscle growth in young, healthy individuals engaging in weight training. For elderly, there's some evidence that NSAIDs improve muscle performance. This suggests there is some ideal level of inflammation for human athletic performance. Nightshades. Ideal levels of inflammation aside, no evidence exists showing nightshades cause inflammation in humans. Some studies suggest solokinase, the scientific name of nightshades, can lower inflammation. Bell peppers are known for their antioxidant properties. Apparently, cooking bell peppers increases their antioxidant effects. A meta-analysis of tomato consumption found that among 72 studies identified, 57 report inverse associations between tomato intake or blood lycopene levels and risk of cancer at a defined anatomic site. Of these inverse associations, 35 were statistically significant. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are anti-inflammatory and are known for neuroprotective and gastroprotective effects. I don't fully understand the reason for Brady or anyone else to avoid all mushrooms, but allergies or taste preferences, I suppose, could be a reason. Dairy is associated with some inflammation. Again, not inherently bad. But let's put that on a scale against a meta-analysis of 29 cohort studies with 938,465 participants, including 93,158 mortalities, finding lower all-cause mortality among those who eat dairy. White sugar and white flour. Cutting something from your diet and replacing it with something worse won't help you. Removing white sugar and white flour from most people's diets only helps if they are replaced with A, nothing, or B, something better for you. I tend to avoid sugar that isn't wrapped in a fiber matrix, such as fruit, and I don't eat white flour often. But if you control your calories, eat adequate protein and fiber, average people shouldn't worry about eating a small amount of processed, nutritionally devoid foods that are highly enjoyable. Quick note. The blog post on MasonPelt.com contains links to studies for every claim that I make medically. I am not a doctor, nor am I any sort of medical researcher, but the studies are valid and well cited. I didn't choose to go through and cite each one individually within the audio version of the blog post because that would take entirely too much time. If you have any questions or corrections, please email me through my contact form or find me on Twitter, and I am more than happy to make corrections as needed or clarify the reason that I hold any of my opinions.